Prologue. There was a man in the woods, she was sure of it. For as long as she could remember, the woods had been her own special kingdom, teeming with plant and wildlife, the perfect setting for all the stories her imagination could conjure. A peaceful oasis away from her mother's hardened gaze and her father's disdain. She often felt him there, a presence, like a force field, pressing up against her little empire. As she moved through the forest, she heard him. A rustle of leaves, the snap of a branch. She'd seen bears and deer and foxes, even a bobcat once, in these woods. But the sounds he made were deliberate. They matched her own. She was sure it was a person, and judging by the heaviness of the steps, a man. Sometimes she heard his breath, heavy and labored. But whenever she turned to confront him, her heart pounding like a drumbeat in her chest, he was gone. Twice she had seen eyes peering through the thick foliage. "Mama?" she said one morning at breakfast when she and her mother were alone. Her mother gave her a withering look.
"What?"
she asked. The words teetered on the tip of her tongue. "There's a man in the woods." She stammered, unable to squeeze the words out. Her mother sighed and looked away.
"Eat your eggs."
Her mother would not believe her anyway. But he was there. She was sure of it. It became a game. She told herself to stay at least 1 foot away from the edge of the trees at all times. But it only lured him in further, closer to the clearing behind her house, his body obscured by a tree trunk and branches covering the rest of his face. She couldn't breathe as she ran back to the house, imagining his hands brushing at her dress ties, reaching to yank her back. Only when her feet crossed the threshold of the back door did the air return to her lungs. For a week, she didn't come out of her room except to eat. After that, she only went outside if her mother, father, or sister were out there. For a long time, he disappeared. She stopped sensing him, stopped hearing him. She almost believed that he had gone back to wherever it was he came from. Maybe she had conjured him after all. Then one day, her sister was hanging clothes on the line while she flitted to the other side of the yard, chasing the yellow monarch butterflies that proliferated on top of the mountain. A white sheet fluttered on the clothesline, blocking her from her sister's view. She got too close to the tree line. A hand shot out and clamped down over her mouth, silencing her screams. An arm wrapped around her waist, lifting her off the ground. Holding her tightly against his chest, he dragged her through the forest that used to be her friend. One thought rose above her panic. He was real.